Blog Talk Radio.
And I shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friend, my neighbor, my brothers and my sister, Jesus' disciple, I ask you, Jesus' disciple was concerned about the day of the coming of the Lord, just like all these folks today. They want to know when is the coming of the Lord, so they can eat and drink and be merry on the last day they stop. But he told his disciple, no man know the minute nor the hour. No man knows the days, the month, nor the year. No man knows the minute, not the hour, the Son of Man will return to earth. So it behooves one and all that they may be ready. To be also ready in such an hour, the Son of Man cometh. Don't let them catch you with your work undone. Don't let them catch you with your work undone. Don't let them catch you with your hand in the till. Don't let them catch you peeping around the corner. Don't let them catch you in another man's house. Don't let you catch you in another woman's bed. My friends, you are, because he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. My friends, the world is all the signs is pointing to the coming of the Lord. Be it known, every continent is at war today. You want what I have, and I'm going to beat you up and take it. My friend. My friends, the birds are still falling from the air. The jets are still bombing. The crab was still dying in the ponds. The fish are floating on the beaches. Beloved, the women are still marrying women. Men are married. Beloved, once ago they thought it was a good thing. They challenged the law. They challenged the morality of the law to get married. But my friends, they didn't have a clue what marriage life was all about. Marriage life is all submission. You have to submit to one another. And he's now going back. They're full in the courtroom now, telling the judge, I want a divorce. This is not what I think it was. I know you're seeking for happiness, but there is no other happiness on this earth than in the Lord. There is no other way you can be happy but in Jesus. My friend, you said, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You said, let the dumb, let the blind, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, naked, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of your Lord. He said, he stand with his arm outstretched. Say, come unto me. All the other labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come unto me, submit your life to me, and I'll give you happiness. I'll give you sight if you're blind, deaf, hearing if you are dumb, if you are deaf, speech if you are dumb, healing if you are sick, lame, walk if you are lame, hungry, bread of heaven, he give you bread that you'll never. Water, if you are thirsty, he'll give you water that you'll never thirst again. Weary, say, come unto me, all that are weary and are heavy loaded. I'll make you glad you're weary. You lift your heavy burden and set you free. If you're sad, he'll make you glad. With a robe of righteousness. Naked, give you a robe of righteousness. That your shame will never show again. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What a grand invitation today that you are listening on the internet, the worldwide internet. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I am not ashamed to own Jesus. I met Jesus as a young lad. Amen. He wonderfully saved my soul. He set me free. And he set me on a path for heaven. I am one of his disciples. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. The low living. I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity. I don't have to be right at the top of the pyramid to be heard or be recognized or to be praised or rewarded. I don't walk by faith. Learn by faith, run with patience. Lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. My face is set, my gain is fast, and my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companion are few, and my guide are reliable. My mission is clear. I'm on a mission. I was sent on this earth on a mission to spread this gospel. To spread this gospel around the world. It cannot be bought with all the rice in China, all the gold in Kentucky, all the silver in New York. I cannot be deterred. I will not be led away by Satan's tactics. Turn back by the beauty of the world, deluded, or delayed by the slothfulness of Satan. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. It's a day in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. I will not ponder at the pool of popularity. Hello, popular. Our preacher today wants to be popular. Beautiful cars, airplane, mansion. Don't they have their mansion now? A mandate in the maze of mediocre. I will not give up. I will not shut up. All the devil wants to shut me up at my early age until I have stowed up, stayed up, stowed up, preach up. For the cause of Jesus Christ. I am one of his disciples. I will preach until he come for me. And when he come for me, he shall know me. By his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him. The popular Negro spirit shall say, I shall know him in the morning. Yes, I shall know him in the morning. When I rise in the morning, I'll be shouting in the morning on the hills of glory. Lord, when I rise in the morning, fix me, Lord. And I'll know you. When I arise in the morning, I shall know him. By the print of the nail in his hand. By the wound in his eye, said Thomas. Trust your finger in my hand. In the womb. Put your hand in my side. Amen. I want you to know, beloved, that fountain that flows. That fountain that filled with blood. That stream down Calvary. Say, come on down, the master call you there. All things already come on down. Have you been to the fountain? Have you been to Calvary? Have you been to the fountain of blood that flows from Calvary? Have you been baptized? There is a fountain filled with blood. Jews from Emmanuel, vain and sinner's blood. You need that blood. Lose all. And sinner's blood. And sinner's blood. Ah, beloved. When you take a plunge today, say, I'm sinner's plunge. We need that blood. Lose all their guilty stand. My friends, I'm afraid today. Your folks today are eating and drinking. They are marrying. They are giving marriage. Just so shall it be in the days of Noah. So shall it be coming of the Son of Man. My friends today, that so shall it be in Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, beloved, Sodom and Gomorrah has repeated itself. My Lord said, they were eating and they were drinking. They were married and they were given marriage. And the flood came. And the flood came. Hallelujah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Men. Amen. Sodom and Gomorrah. My friends today, the soul shall it be in the days of Noah. So shall it be. They were eating and they were drinking. They were marrying and they were giving in marriage. And oh, the flood came. Wrap them all away. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein and sinner's blood. We need that blood. Lose all. Will you plunge today? Will you plunge today? We need that blood. Will you plunge today and make him your choice? Oh, my friend. Of a scripture reading today, my heart is heavy. Amen. My scripture reading today will be taken from 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 1 through the 17th. Brother Paul is admonishing the church in the Corinth to stand fast. Stand fast. To stand fast. Be alert. Say the word to God, may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It reads, will to God be equal, bear with me a little in my folly? And indeed, bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have exposed you to one husband, that I may present you as a transversion to Christ. For I fear least by any means a disciple of God to his hostility. So your mind shall be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. But if he that cometh preaching another Christ, another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if he receive any another spirit which he have not received, or another gospel which he have not accept, he might well bear with me, with him. He might well bear with him. For I expose, for I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostle. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that he might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely, I rob other churches, taking wages of them to do your service. And when I was present with you and wondering, I was chargeable to no man for that which was lacking to me in the brethren which come from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you. And so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the region of Arcadia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God know it. But when I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, not wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his minister also be transformed as the minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishness in this confidence of boasting. My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, Here goes Brother Paul, admonishing his convert to not to accept any other gospel than that of the Word of God. Not to accept any other preacher that not preaching there is a fountain filled with blood. Don't accept those. But he boasts of the church. He said, as the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the region. Our beloved, this is for such as false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. My friend, there are many deceitful workers today who will transform themselves into the minister of Christ, but do not receive him. My friend, I know my time is running out. But before I go, I want to remind you that we come here week after week trying to admonish you, encourage you, and motivate you to accept Christ as your Savior. But I want you to know there is a price you have to pay, whether you accept him or whether you reject him. There's two trains running side by side. One's the upward train, one's the downward train. The upward train is bound by the city of gold, where the gates are pearl. The streets of gold, the silver water running down the throne of God, and the angel bow down, saying, "Holy, holy, my Lord." The luscious garden in the background, where the tree of life standing, waiting. As you enter, welcome. You will eat of the tree of life and never die. And you will live with Christ forever. But there's another train, the downward train. The devil called him the hellbound train. He's bound for hell. And Satan said, "Ha ha 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 ha! You are well paid your fare. Because the life you live is the price you pay to get on this hellbound train." Oh, my friend, today you have cheated, you have lied, you have stolen, murder, kicked down, break down, maliciously, your malicious attitude, pay your way on this hellbound train. And they say, "I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench." Yes, you see, I'll land you safe. You pay your fare, where the fire quench not, and the worm die not. What a payday. You have lived your life. What a payday. The life you live, you'll pay the price to be there. I'll land you in the lake of fire, where the worm die not. But beloved, there's still another minute that you can plunge beneath that fountain that's filled with blood, that's drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And Jesus said, sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. You can still lose all your guilty stain if you plunge beneath that flood. Oh, beloved, my friend, you have the opportunity to plunge beneath that flood today, and you lose all your guilty stain, and you'll be on that heaven-bound train. Ah, my friend, you see, I set before you an open door, a blessing and a cursing. You can get on the hell-bound train or the heaven-bound train. Pick your choice. Let your choice be on the heaven-bound train. And awaited you a city of gold where the gates are pearl and the streets are gold. Ah, beloved, you'll be so happy. You'll be so glad, because in this world there is no happy but in Christ. It sounds the old happy day that fixed my trust. He taught me how to watch and pray. Oh, happy day. Since Jesus washed my sins away, you too can have this testimony. Since Jesus washed my sins away. Since Jesus washed your sins away. God bless you. I'll keep you. It's my prayer.